What's up, sunshine? It's Wednesday, November 15th, halfway through the week, and we're going to keep on grinding and shining because that's what we do. Thank you for your epic Your Word Wednesday submissions. See if your word made it in today's show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and we start with the latest on the war between Israel and Hamas. We're getting access rarely seen to this point. CNN, along with other news media outlets, was invited to embed with the Israel Defense Forces on a trip inside Gaza. To be very clear, journalists traveled only with Israeli military and were limited to seeing only what the Israeli military allowed them to see. Now, you know we've been showing you footage of what's happening from inside Gaza. Well, much of that has been coming from residents and local reporters who are already living inside Gaza, doing so under dangerous conditions. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, dozens of people have died while working to get the news out. Until now, the Israeli military has prevented outside journalists from entering the region with limited exceptions. We're about to show you one of those exceptions, but first we want to zoom out to see the larger picture. The Israeli military has come under increasing condemnation because of its attacks around Gaza's hospitals and because those hospitals are suffering without supplies or electricity, both limited by Israeli military activity. The World Health Organization said there have been 137 attacks on hospitals in Gaza at the time we recorded this show. Normally, under international humanitarian law, hospitals are protected in times of war, except when those sites are believed to be bases of military activity. While Hamas and medical officials in Gaza say hospitals there are not being used by Hamas militants, Israel is saying they are. And so Israel took members of the press, including CNN's Nick Robertson, on a rare tour through Gaza, which you'll see right now. CNN reported from Gaza under Israel Defense Forces escort at all times. CNN did not submit its script or footage to the IDF and has retained editorial control over the final report.
Driving into Gaza with the Israeli forces. It's a war zone. The conditions of our access only show officers, no faces of soldiers, and don't show sensitive equipment. We are passing mile after mile of destruction. Buildings blown, collapsed, nothing untouched by the fury of Israel's hunt for Hamas. Streets here, crushed back to sand.
Shops, everything that we see, no sign of any civilians here, and the soldiers have been telling us that even inside the stores, they've been finding things like rocket-propelled grenades ready to use against them as they were advancing through this area.
A few miles in, we pull up at a command post. Soldiers living in blown apartment buildings.
Every building I'm looking at here, wherever you turn, it's destroyed, it's shot up. Hard to imagine how civilians endured the bombardment here.
Our next journey, much deeper into Gaza. We arrive 100 meters from a battle with Hamas. Tanks blasting targets in nearby buildings. The IDF's top spokesperson waiting for us.
We're now conducting an operation inside Gaza, next to Rafisi Hospital.
Israel is facing massive international pressure over the destruction of homes, the shockingly high civilian death toll, and in the last few days, over its apparently heavy-handed tactics at hospitals.
We are searching the tunnel with the bulldozers to reveal the tunnels that we suspect that are underneath the hospital.
As we finally reach the hospital, it is already getting dark. A huge hole has been blasted through the walls into the basement.
Why is the hospital so damaged?
We'll talk, why is the hospital so damaged?
I'll explain,
it's an important question.
Yeah, it is.
We came to this hospital 5 days ago. There were still patients inside the hospital, we did not enter into the hospital.
He claims since then, all patients were evacuated by hospital staff.
We assist this evacuation, of course, to make it a safe pass for all the patients in the hospital. We do not know that the hospital is entirely clean. We do not know. We only entered to this area which was suspected because we were being fired.
Gari leads us through a warren of basement corridors. to this room.
This was the armory, okay?
This was the Hamas armory.
Yeah.
He shows us a few rusting guns and some explosives. These guns alone have potentially huge implications for Gaza's hospitals and Israel's apparent push to take control of them.
The International Committee for the Red Cross say that hospitals are given special protection under international humanitarian law in a time of war. But if militants store weapons there or use them as a base of fire, then that protection falls away.
In other rooms, he shows us a motorbike with a bullet hole in it that he suspects was used by Hamas attackers October 7th.
But the hospital authorities said they have no knowledge of Hamas or other groups inside the hospitals. Is that possible?
I think it's not possible for an hospital to have this kind of an infrastructure. We knew the terrorists were here. We knew by intelligence, and also we got some fire from this area.
From this area, this building?
From this area, and we were right to fire. Because what we found, an armory.
But so much damage all around here.
Yeah, there is damage all around here because Hamas made it impossible for us to fight him. He built all this infrastructure in tunnels and in hospital around areas populated.
As we exit the hospital, it is already dark.
We're just getting ready to leave right now. The firefight's still going on, still intense. Bullets fired, explosions going on up the street there.
This war and the controversies surrounding it, far from resolved.
10-second trivia. In terms of sales, what is America's largest retailer? Costco, Home Depot, Amazon, or Walmart? Your answer here is Walmart, topping the list, almost doubling Amazon sales in 2022 with $600 billion. Who's a fan of self-checkout lines at your favorite retailer or grocery store? Some people love them. Some say, I prefer a perfectly fine, friendly human to help me with my purchases, please. Well, some major retailers are starting to say goodbye to self-checkout lines. The machines were first introduced in the 1980s, becoming more widely used in the early 2000s as stores looked to cut costs and hire fewer cashiers. Well, it turns out that utilizing self-service stations are actually leading to greater losses than human cashiers, whether it be from accidental customer errors or from intentional shoplifting. One study found incontrovertible proof that companies with self-checkout machines had a loss rate of about 4%. That's more than double the industry average. Some attempts to fix these issues, like adding weight sensors, have only led to further customer frustration. So far, Walmart, ShopRite, Costco, and the UK's Boots have all started to dial back their self-checkout strategy. What do you say? Good idea or bad idea? Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, highlights the power of imagination. You've often heard me say that if there's something you want to achieve, you have to see it before you see it. Meaning, you see it in your mind's eye before you actually see it come to fruition. Well, first grade teacher Miss Sonia White at Trinity Leadership School in Texas wanted to give her students an imaginary experience of taking a trip on an airplane. But what ended up happening was a dream come true.
Texas teacher Sonia White staged a mock trip to Mexico for her students.
I'm going to change my classroom into an airplane.
The first graders at Trinity Leadership School flew Southwest Airlines.
Where are you going?
Mexico.
With their carry-on luggage and even neck pillows.
So now I'm a TSA agent.
A video of takeoff set the mood. Their teacher transformed into a flight attendant.
Apple juice.
After an apparently bumpy landing, look at this kid's face. They arrived in Mexico.
They are going through customs. I am now a customs agent.
The trip went viral and got rave reviews. Best teacher ever.
All right, superstars, huge congrats to at Kendra Specs on Instagram and Mrs. Nidecker's class in Winooski, Vermont. You submitted today's hashtag Your Word Wednesday winner, incontrovertible, an adjective meaning not able to be denied or disputed. Well done. Now, shout out time. This shout out goes to the Coyotes of Dora Consolidated Schools in Dora, New Mexico. Ow! Rise up. Thanks for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.